RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Time to catch up with Tim Wilms from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, theunshackled.net. Tim, good to have you back.
Hi, Paul. Good to be back, although obviously it's had worldwide impact, the attempted assassination of former President Trump and presidential candidate. The local reaction to it from our Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is that he called the shooting concerning and confronting. There's no place for violence in the democratic process, and said that he was concerned about the potential for political violence, saying we must lower the temperature of debate. There is nothing to be served by some of the escalation of rhetoric. And he linked it to the pro-Palestine protests, blockades and vandalism outside various Labor MPs and ministers' office, and said that it would be a tragedy if public figures were forced to remove themselves from the public over safety fears, because our politicians, like yours, are very accessible.
Has anyone mentioned the fact that the media here in your country, particularly in the United States, has been responsible for creating Trump derangement syndrome?
Well, there's not much introspection. I noticed that our ABC, when the news was breaking on Sunday morning, I got up and got a newsletter on my phone and like, oh, there's been shooting at a Trump rally. And then I saw the footage of it, Trump's ear bleeding. And it's like, this is actually real. It was actual bullets. But according to the ABC, Patricia Karvalis on Insiders said, this is a real escalation in this divisive presidential campaign, more US gun violence. And this is the other thing that has been said in Australia. Oh, thank God we have gun control in Australia, so there's not this type of risk.
It's not the issue, though.
This is what always happens, whether it is something like a presidential attempted assassination or a mass shooting at a shopping mall or school. Australians always say, well, we've got the world's best gun control laws, and so we're super safe after gun control, after the Port Arthur massacre of 1996.
Yeah. They probably think it's Trump's fault that he got shot.
Oh, I've seen some of the victim-blaming articles. Of course, they wouldn't dare print say that if a left-wing politician was attacked, they wouldn't blame them. For example, they wouldn't blame Joe Cox for getting murdered, the British MP, many years ago, or David Amass for being murdered either.
Yeah, and Biden, I think, said out loud, time to put a bullseye on Trump. He actually said that.
Yeah, they've been reposted the countless examples. And if you claim that, I can't believe 8 years later, the media is still saying that Donald Trump is literally Hitler and that it's going to be the end of democracy.
There's nothing to base that on. It's a fantasy. I can't think of anything.
But if you say that, and obviously a lot of people believe that if Hitler had been assassinated earlier, before World War II started, then lots of lives would be saved. So there's the implication there.
It's still deranged thinking.
It is.
It is, yeah. I think you picked up that our Prime Minister met with Larry Fink of BlackRock in the US just a few days ago. You picked up on that, have you?
Yes, I noticed that. And it seems that, well, there's all that's happened with your election last year is that there's been a change of management, similar to what's just happened in the UK with Sir Keir Starmer, the new Prime Minister. It's basically been a management change. I mean, they're both World Economic Forum puppets. So it's...
Yeah. He doesn't think we know. He doesn't think we realise.
He must live in some sort of bubble. Like our Prime Minister, must he love rubbing shoulders with the global elite? Though Anthony Albanese, he didn't attend the NATO summit over in the United States, and he's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles, but still he brought the checkbook, $250 million of Australian taxpayers' money, well, you could say borrowed money on the credit card going to Ukraine.
Yeah, shakedown. We've paid $116 million to them, and we've got hospitals that can't meet the demand. And
well, same here in Victoria.
Who's shaking down who?
Exactly. But our governments have said we're going to support Ukraine for as long as it takes. And you have our opposition, the Liberal National Opposition, who say it's not enough. We've got to give Ukraine more of our helicopters that, well, have actually caused the deaths of our servicemen, the Taipans. And also, we should give Ukraine our coal as well, so they continue to power as well. That's bipartisan here. And even though the Liberal opposition call him Airbus Albo, they say he spends too much time overseas, but he should have attended NATO. It's so important, even though, well, we're not in the North Atlantic. And did your Prime Minister go?
Yes, he did. That's okay. Why he was visiting Mr. Fink, you know, while he was there, and also Newsom in California with his greasy hair. You know, the place is falling to pieces. I was in there in January. I've seen the homeless on the street in LA. It's shocking, shocking. So I don't know why he's talking to him.
I know. Well, here in Victoria, we're certainly on, I call it the road to Hotel California.
Yeah, you can never leave. All right, let's get on to other stuff. Teenager charged enroll over fatal hit and run and absconded. What happened there?
So we've had a youth crime wave in the, well, not just Victoria, but Australia, where we're going to get into what's happened in Alice Springs very shortly. There was a 17-year-old who the police alleged that he was the driver of a stolen car that hit and killed a 28-year-old trainee doctor. His name was William Taylor, a 28-year-old trainee doctor. Now, this 17-year-old, private schoolboy, so I don't know what sort of values he's learning at school. He was granted bail at first because he didn't have a criminal record and a stable home life, but then he absconded from home. He had a curfew from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. It was actually his mother that dobbed him in to police. He believed that his bail conditions were too harsh because he's completing VCE, clearly not grappling the gravity of what he'd been charged with and what allegedly he had done. So he is now behind bars, thankfully, on remand. And we had earlier this year the death of Dr. Ash Gordon in Doncaster after he was the victim of a home invasion carjacking. And again, they're underage, so they can't be named. And I think, in my opinion, the law needs to change, because a 17-year-old, I mean, it's one year away from being an adult where he can be named. I think it's about time we name and shame these youth suspects, because they're almost adults. Apparently, the only time a minor who's been charged with murder is allowed to be named is if their name is Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, yeah, right. And if you're legal to drive a car that could kill someone, if you
No. The P plate age in Victoria is 18, and we have a 2 P plate system. So on red P's, you're not allowed any passengers. So there was 6 in total in the stolen car.
Oh, I got you.
Yes, and he didn't have a license.
All right. Well, that's really sad. Exposé on 60 Minutes on ex-Victorian Secretary of the CFMEU, John Setka.
Yes.
What was that about?
Victoria is not just the crime state, but it's also the corruption state as well. So our 60 Minutes program on Channel 9 and in the 9 newspapers, The Age and Sydney Morning Herald, had a 9-month investigation. It was called Building Bad, and it exposed the organized crime figures and outlaw biker gang members who are union delegates, who construction industry arbitrators and subcontractors. Because for a company or a contractor to get a job on a CFMEU-controlled construction site in Melbourne, they have to sign up to the CFMEU EBA. And there was undercover audio where one of the fixers, or that's the crude term, but conciliators said you basically have to pay a kickback get the job. And so we've had the big build here in Victoria, $100 billion infrastructure program, which I've mentioned to your audience, the various cost blowouts from the Metro Tunnel, the Northeast Link. And so this was hardly a surprise that there is these underworld figures and convicted criminals who are involved in the construction industry. So John Setka, who pled guilty to domestic violence offences I mentioned in 2019, was kicked out of the Labor Party when Anthony Albanese was elected Labor leader in 2019 when he was first elected. Reaction has been from the federal CFMEU. They've put the Victorian branch into a voluntary administration. And the Premier of Victoria, Jacinta Allen, who actually attended the funeral of John Setka's father very recently, she is seeking the suspension of the CFMEU Construction Division from the Victorian Labor Party and won't accept any donations from them. I think this is just my analysis, that a lot in the Labor Party, Labor government, state and federal, are actually glad that this expose has happened, because they can now rid themselves of having to deal with the CFMEU. Because, well, they must have, of course, known what was going on. It's been a quid pro quo. The CFMEU gives money to the Labor Party. They award the contracts for the big build. But obviously, it's very clear with the cost blowouts that Victorians are not getting value for money if there's various underworld figures and criminals getting a cut.
Sounds like it's corrupt as hell.
Yes. Like I said, it's hardly shocking that this has come out. It's just, well, there's more concrete proof.
Concrete, yeah.
Oh, well, pardon the pun.
More asphalt proof. Concrete proof. No wonder things cost so much. All right, another Aboriginal week last week. What's that one about?
NAIDOC week. So this is different from Reconciliation Week. And there's also a Sorry Day as well. So it's a bit like the LGBT alphabet days and weeks, months.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole heap for the Indigenous lobby as well. So last week was NAIDOC week, National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Day Observance Committee. That's what the acronym stands for.
Okay.
And NAIDOC week has a more black sovereign theme to it. And black is spelt by B-L-A-K without the C there, apparently.
That's the
Aboriginal spelling.
Oh, they have spelling.
Yes. And there's a lot of Aboriginal names that have apostrophes in them. I didn't know that apostrophe.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Ancient Aboriginal languages, but I digress. So there was the town of Alice Springs in Central Australia, which is basically becoming, I think, a failed city. It's basically like a South Africa now, the amount of
a township. Crime. So like one of those townships, yeah.
Because they had a two-week youth curfew back in late March and early April after a town riot. Now, there was a snap 72-hour curfew applying to all Alice Springs residents and surrounding areas from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Sorry, was that to keep just law-abiding citizens safe or what?
Well, that's the short term, I guess the short term goal. And again, snap curfew, it gives us Victorians PTSD as well as the circuit breaker phrase, because it should be alien to us, to a free society.
Well, I wouldn't do it. Screw it.
Well, my advice to white people living in Alice Springs, just leave now.
Bail out, leave town. Well, anyone who, you know, it doesn't matter what your skin color is, but anyone that is, I don't know, at risk or having their freedoms trashed.
And there was still, you could call it a mini riot, even while the curfew was occurring just during the day. So, I don't know, unless you're going to have like a full, like COVID-style lockdown in the
Sounds
town.
Sounds like they need Dan Andrews up there.
Well, there's a Northern Territory election coming up next month. The Labor government looks like it is set to lose, and this is, they've contributed to it with the revocation of the alcohol bans and the cashless welfare card. The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Linda Burney, she still had a NAIDOC week announcement. So she announced that there would be new Indigenous managed land and sea areas, 12 new Indigenous protected areas following a $14.6 million investment. So, and basically this is code for, so it will protect, this is the wording, 7.5 million hectares of land and 450,000 hectares of sea country bigger than the size of Tasmania. So the land giveaway to these Aboriginal corporations continues, and the result is that non-Indigenous Australians, though it's targeted at white Australians, won't be allowed on these areas on their own country. And it's quite racist to believe that because a person has Aboriginal ancestry that they are better at looking after the environment in a particular area.
Yeah, it's sort of patronising in a way, isn't it?
It is, but I've spoken to you before about the justification is that these Indigenous people, they have the spiritual dreamtime connections.
Yeah, we can't, we just don't have the magic. I get it. All right. And to finish up on new COVID variant.
Yeah, so we've gone from flirt to fluke. Say our commercial mainstream media, they've done the fear propaganda. They're probably disappointed that the current flirt variant is decreasing. And so they say that this will probably peak around summer.
That's a way away yet.
I know, but obviously they miss COVID a lot, the mainstream media, and but they're still talking about the winter triple threat, so COVID, the flu and RSV. So there was the front page of the Queensland Courier-Mail had the Queensland Chief Health Officer, Dr. John Gerrard, say that 20 children a day are hospitalised with the flu and cases are rising. It's worse than COVID. They are pushing this to get children the flu jabs because it's all about, it doesn't matter whether it's a COVID or the flu jab, it's just all jab, jab, jab.
And do we know the average age of the kids in hospital? Have they said?
No, they haven't.
Yeah. Well, I hope they'll be all right. All right, Tim, good to catch up again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul, and stay safe.
I will, you too, and stay warm and dry.
I certainly will as well.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.